Now, an hour ago, we went live to Stoke-on-Trent to the Olympic torch relay, and it was wonderful to see because it was blind Dave Healy who was carrying the torch. I'm delighted to say that we can talk to Dave on the phone now. Morning, Dave.
Richard, good morning. How are you, mate?
I'm very well, and I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. I welled up a little bit when I saw you with that torch this morning. What an occasion.
Fantastic, mate. You weren't the only one, I tell you. It was unbelievable, mate. It was well, one of those moments. I think every word that you could put to it, you know, you could use, it was just absolutely fantastic.
How early did you have to turn up? Because you have to be there way in advance, don't you?
Yeah, I was at the museum about 5:10 this morning. I was up at 4:00, washed and scrubbed and got ready, taxi over to the museum, and then we had the briefing that told us what we were doing, what we were to do, put us onto the bus, and then they started dropping us off around the course, you know. And as you come to your spot, they drop you off the bus, stand you on the curbside, give you a torch. And then it just began. Can we have a photo? Can we talk? Can we this? Can we that? The family was up there, you know, aunts, uncles, Deb, the kids, mum. Oh, it was unbelievable, Richard. Unbelievable.
How heavy is the torch?
If I was to say a bag of sugar.
Yeah, yeah.
About as heavy as a bag of sugar, maybe just a fraction more. But I tried my best to hold it as high as I could. In fact, I held it high all the 300 yards.
You really did. In fact, that was something that our reporter, Matt Sandoz, who was commentating on your time, with seriously, pointed out how high you were holding it all the way through.
I just thought, it needed to be lifted. It needed to be up there. And I tried to get it as high as I possibly could without dropping it. Got the balance right. And I hope, as I say, I held it up true and high.
I tell you what, your lovely dog by your side was looking at the crowd, soaking it all in, savouring the atmosphere.
Mind you, have they told you about the episode as I got off the bus?
No.
He spotted a cat.
Oh, no.
Oh. No, there was barking, there was pulling. Honestly, I thought, no, Seamus, you have been so good. And he was a barking. They had to shoot a cat off in the end. And I thought, oh, no. But it all turned out well.
At this point, Dave, how do you feel about all those people who campaigned to get you the opportunity to carry the Olympic torch?
Richard, I can tell you now, I've said it many, many times and I will say it again. I am so, so truly, truly, truly proud of everybody. I believe that most folks were more disappointed than I was. They have, you know, they campaigned through yourself, WM, through Darren Cooper, through the Albion, through Lorraine Ashall even spoke to me the other day, friends, family. I am, well, I'm just saying, I'm so proud of them all. They have got me, sorry? They have got me an absolutely unbelievable position, and I've carried the torch today representing the 2012 Games. It's going down in history, and it's fantastic. So to the region, to your good selves, thank you, thank you, thank you.
You and Seamus have done us proud this morning, Dave. Enjoy the rest of your day, won't you?
Thank you, Richard. Thank you very much indeed, mate.
Brilliant attempt, brilliant effort from blind Dave Healy. I mean, just held it proud, held it high. What an honour, not just for him, but for all his supporters across the West Midlands. Well done.